going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. I have a saying when it comes to how executives, players, coaches, anyone in sports that we as a media cover, or this could apply to politicians, to other newsmakers of any kind. But if Anthony, I say something on the radio, and I'll keep it to sports because that then I keep it within our show, right? If I say something about Adam Peters or Will Dawkins or Mike Rizzo or whoever else, any of the other executives in town, and a decision they made, and say, this thing happened, and that's a problem for them, then that's a them problem, not a me problem. If I'm wrong and I'm lying, or I don't have, maybe I'm not lying on purpose, I just don't have the full picture painted of the truth, that's a me problem. I have not done a good job with my job. I'm being unfair to them. I'm influencing the way fans feel by giving my opinion that is not based off of reality. In some ways, I guess you could say the same thing if, like, I'm an idiot and I don't know what I'm talking about and I just take a correct set of facts and come to the dumbest possible conclusion and other people are like, he's smart, I agree with him because he's on the radio. Like, I'm not doing them any favors. And that, in that way, would be a me problem. But if I say something that's just a devastating truth about your team, your organization, a decision you made that is a problem for you because it is true, that's not a me problem. That's a you problem. Enter Nico Harrison. The Mavs general manager today, Anthony, stepped to the podium in, I will admit, an unenviable position. That unenviable position is he is someone who pulled the trigger on the dumbest trade in NBA history. And then, after his team lost in the play-in tournament, had to do his season-ending press conference. I will credit Nico Harrison for showing up. To an extent, I will credit Nico Harrison for answering questions honestly. But how many times do you punch yourself in the before you go, wow, that really hurts. I should stop doing that. And that would be my question for Nico Harrison today, Anthony. How many times do you want to punch yourself in the in places where it hurts? It seems like for Nico Harrison, the answer is a lot.
I mean, he just, he lacks self-awareness, man. Like, I think that's the easiest way to put it. Because I just feel like some things you keep to yourself, some things you don't necessarily say to the public. And he just, he doesn't care.
To be clear, he is in a no-win situation. And to be clear, something else that is important to remember when executives, especially executives, but also coaches, talk, there are multiple audiences that you are talking to, right? You're talking to the press in the room. Through them, you're talking to the fans. But you're also talking to people you got to deal with. You know, how many times have we, especially back in the day with Dan Snyder. I was like, oh, that answer was for an audience of one. Because, you know, Bruce is saying whatever Bruce is supposed to, because that's what Dan wants to hear, even if it makes him look like an idiot. Like, you got to play all these things. It is harder than I want to give it credit for, I think, to be in those positions. And so if you're Nico Harrison, you can't go out and say you made a mistake, because then your owner is going to be really upset. You can't go out and not have confidence, because then what do other team executives feel? Or what does your own team feel? They might feel a certain type of way anyway. But like, if you're Nico and you go out and be like, we really made a mistake, how does Anthony Davis feel? Anthony Davis, you care about now more than Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic is going to hate you for the rest of his life. Nothing you can do about that. But I think there's probably a better way to do what Nico Harrison did than this answer today on the Luka Doncic trade.
Did the anger and outrage from the fan base, has that exceeded what you were kind of planning for?
Yeah, good question. I didn't know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level. But really, the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. So it just continued to, you know, go on and on.
The second part of the answer is fine. To not understand what Luka meant to Mavs fans makes me really question, like, Nico Harrison's ability to exist safely in the world. Like, this is where I have a little extra insight, Anthony, because I used to work down there. There is arguably no more beloved athlete in Dallas than Dirk. I think that obviously some of the Cowboys greats are up there, Emmitt and Troy and Michael Irvin, but in part because like those guys had media careers after, and like, you know, there's whatever, it's a little more complicated. The Cowboys are a complicated team right now because of Jerry and the lack of success they've had since. But like, Roger Staubach is beloved, but for folks of a certain age down there, like the prime sports fan age right now, you know, guys that are our age that grew up with Dirk, like, Dirk was an unimpeachable icon because Dirk spent 20 years in Dallas in the way that, like, if you're a diehard Caps fan, one, I have a goaltender update for you in 3 minutes on who's starting tonight. Two, the way you feel about Ovechkin is how they feel about Dirk. And when Dirk was saying, I'm on my way out, and in that final season, he's got a rookie Luka Doncic, another international player who Dirk is like, this guy's next. And you were about to be lucky enough to be the Green Bay Packers. And forget what you think about these people as people now and some of the things that have happened since they left Green Bay. But they had the ability to go Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. Right? Like, you don't get that lucky. The Colts, Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck. And again, that didn't wind up working out. But that's because bad luck happened. It wasn't the Colts' fault that Andrew Luck didn't work out. They had that. And so Dallas fans were expecting Luka to be that. And he was living up to it. He just took them to the finals last year. And you traded him and you didn't fully appreciate what kind of backlash that would be? Imagine if 5 years from now, Ovechkin's retired and Ryan Leonard takes the Caps to a cup, or on the verge of a cup, and then they trade him the next season. Then multiply that times the popularity of the Mavericks in Dallas versus the Capitals here. Like, it's almost impossible to describe how stupid that is. But that's the best I could do.
I think you could keep it Wizards related as well, like what John Wall meant to the city. Like, so many people were heartbroken. Granted,
it's like, yes, that's the closest Wizard, but like double the time and add a championship.
Whether, yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm. That's what Dirk meant to Dallas. And to tell people, this guy's the next Dirk. They've got a statue for Dirk already. It was done by the time he retired. They're not building a statue, all due respect. They're not building a statue of John outside of Capital One Arena.
Yeah, you're right.
Save space next to that statue for this guy. And you trade that guy. That's what it was. And so that leads to the fire Nico, fire Nico, fire Nico chants. And then some intrepid reporter. Is the question in here, Anthony?
Yep.
He went for it, this reporter.
Luka comes back to town, the Lakers game's happening, and you're standing there and there's thousands of people chanting for you to be fired. That's an experience that none of us, you know, no one's chanting for our, you know, for us to lose our jobs. Why shouldn't you be fired?
Well, one, I think I've done a really good job here, and I don't think I can be judged by the injuries this year. You have to judge from totality, from beginning to end. And so I think I have a really good working relationship with Patrick.
Patrick's their owner, who's probably at least in large part responsible for them trading Luka Doncic. Your track record, Nico, is that Luka Doncic took you to the finals. It's just indefensible. And that's ultimately where it is. Like, if I was Nico Harrison and I went out there today and I was like, all right, hey, guys, end of the season, obviously did not end how we want. I know you guys have a bunch of questions, like, fire away. Yeah, why shouldn't you be fired over the Luka Doncic trade? Guys, I've done how many press conferences about Luka already? I'm not talking about the trade anymore. We did it. We did what we thought was best for the team. Obviously, it didn't work out remotely in year one. We're very hopeful that it will work out moving forward. And if we didn't think it was the best thing for our franchise, then we wouldn't have made the trade. Next question. Like, you can't engage with the questions. And I, as a press person who asks questions, hates that. But at some point, if you want to have any sense of dignity and stop punching yourself in the, you have to just go, hey guys, you asked all this stuff already. I'd be a nightmare as someone answering questions in a press conference. For the press. If they asked a bad question, I would be a nightmare for them.
Do you think they prepped him for that question?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think PR people are necessarily always the best at the prep, and I think executives are worse at... I guarantee the PR person was like, that's not what we talked about. Also, I don't think Nico's a very confident, authoritative speaker. So he's a bad messenger. He's a bad messenger with a bad message because he made a bad decision.
Yeah.
Or it's having to defend the owner making a bad decision. So it's a no-win situation, but he is doing the worst, not the worst possible job, but about the worst possible job of trying to continue to be on the defensive about it. And the consequences are, if you are an agent or a player considering Dallas, If all other things are equal, I'm out. I don't trust you. I don't trust management. Like, if they'll trade Luka, they'll trade anyone.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah. Not great. All right, let's get you a look at what's trending real quick, including we have a starting goaltender for the Caps tonight to open the playoffs.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.